Random House Audio presents The Mountain Between Us by Charles Martin. This is George Newbern. Prelude. Hey, I'm not sure what time it is. This thing should record that. I woke a few minutes ago. It's still dark. I don't know how long I was out. The snow is spilling in through the windshield. It's frozen across my face. Hard to blink. Feels like dried paint on my cheeks. It just doesn't taste like dried paint. I'm shivering, and it feels like somebody is sitting on my chest. Can't catch my breath. Maybe broke two or three ribs. Might have a collapsed lung. The wind up here is steady, leaning against the tail of the fuselage, or what's left of it. Something above me, maybe a branch, is slapping the plexiglass. Sounds like fingernails on a chalkboard. And more cold air is coming in behind me, where the tail used to be. I can smell gas. I guess both wings were still pretty full of fuel. I feel like I want to throw up. A hand is wrapped around mine. The fingers are cold and calloused. There's a wedding band, worn thin around the edges. That's Grover. He was dead before he hit the treetops. I'll never understand how he landed this thing without killing me, too. When we took off, the ground temperature was in the single digits. Not sure what it is now. Feels colder. Our elevation should be around 11,500, give or take. We couldn't have fallen more than 500 feet when Grover dipped the wing. The control panel sits dark, unlit, dusted and white. Every few minutes...